Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor The Hidden Nene.
Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. Bert Lum, first up, we want to welcome back the Catalyst by Lemomi Bong. This week, she talks about the $1.25 million NSF grant that accelerates Hawaii's growing network of locally designed environmental sensors.
You're listening to The Catalyst on Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Lemomi. Here's your weekly bite. A quiet revolution has been taking shape across the archipelago. A homegrown nervous system of localized sensors monitoring everything from wildfire ignition to heavy metal runoff in our watersheds. The National Science Foundation just awarded a $1.25 million grant to a team led by UH Manoa's Tyler Ray, Georgia Tech's Josiah Hester, a Native Hawaiian computing professor, and UH co-PI Aurora Kagawa Viviani at the Water Resource Research Center. Together, they're building low-cost 3D printed biosensors paired with AI-enabled edge devices that process data on site, so they keep working even when the grid goes dark. The timing is exciting. Our islands are already a proving ground for distributed sensing. From Hohonu, the UH spinoff building climate mitigation technology, to the AI-driven SAGE nodes near Volcano National Park. What makes this new project distinctive is its commitment to co-designing with Ina Stewart's, Kupuna, and the Emergent Schools. If the future of climate response is decentralized, how does our relationship with the land change when the data is as rooted in place as the people who live there?
Mahalo, Lemomi. And now on today's show, we have Mele James from Mana Up, and she's brought a couple of companies from Cohort 11. We've got Chastity Inoka. She's the co-owner of Maebo Noodle Factory. And we have Sherade Law, owner and general manager of Island Essence. I want to welcome you all to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us,
for
Bert.
Having us.
And Mele, you know, this is number 11. I'm happy to have you on every time you have a cohort. And of course, you know, there might be one or two people that aren't familiar with what Mana Up does. So can you kind of, you know, just explain real high level, what does Mana Up do with some of the companies that are part of your cohort?
Absolutely. So Mana Up, we launched in 2017. We are an accelerator. We've hosted a six-month program where we take 10 to 11 companies a year, have them go through a rigorous program. We have an extensive alumni and resource program where we continue working with the companies. We also have a retail initiative, House of Mana Up, as well as a venture capital fund.
And, you know, Mele, I got to, you know, hats off to you. You've been doing this, and every year you do something kind of new and added to the program. How does Cohort 11 look, and what are some of the new things that might get incorporated into, you know, this year?
Yeah, so every year we have more and more companies apply, which is really a testament to the growing interest of entrepreneurship. We had 256 companies apply for Mana Up this year. We did a lot of interviews, met tons of companies, selected 11. And so this year we will be hosting workshops over the next 6 months around branding, packaging, narrative, finance, the whole gamut, operation style, retail, as well as revenue initiatives. So that's going to be really incredible. This cohort is representing four islands and seven product categories. We've got seven women-owned and led brands, as well as five Native Hawaiian-owned companies. So it's exciting to see, again, the growing interest, but also just this incredibly strong group of companies that are interested in taking their companies to the next level, helping them expand to national and global markets. And again, continuing to provide more jobs and opportunity here in the state with these homegrown headquartered companies in Hawaii.
So, you know, taking 250 and kind of whittling it down to 11, I mean, that's a pretty monumental task in and of itself. And then you shared a little bit about the profile. So you have women-owned, you have Native Hawaiian. I mean, is it sort of like kind of like the breakdown that you're wanting to achieve to give those 11 companies the chance to, you know, to really take their companies to the next level? I mean, given the fact that, you know, you have to whittle it down from 250.
Yeah, I mean, the whole key point of Mana Up is economic development. How are we able to diversify our economy, and especially doubling down on a regional strength or competitive advantage Hawaii does have, which really is our brand. The brand is strong. It's globally recognized. So how are we taking these great companies, high quality, highly executing founders? We've always had quality companies. They've just been lacking some of the resources, mentorship, and access to capital to take it to the next level. And so that's really what the core of Mana Up is about. So with this particular cohort, we're very excited to have some legacy companies, fourth generation, and other companies that have been around for quite a bit of time, companies that are at quite high revenue levels as well, but across the gamut. We're thrilled because at this point, we now have 116 companies as part of the Mana Up Ohana, and we continue to work with them as they get to higher revenue levels and, again, have different challenges. So it's been exciting over the past 8 years to be building out a very niche program that's very focused on consumer brands and products, and being able to add more retail opportunities, revenue opportunities with our partners like Hawaiian Airlines, Foodland, Bank of Hawaii, and others, to really juice them with the back end needs that they have, as well as forward facing ones around revenue growth.
And, you know, the cohort that you have selected, I'll give you a chance to talk a little bit more about the companies that are part of Cohort 11, but you selected two to be on the show. So I want to give you a chance to kind of give a little introduction to, you know, the two companies that you've selected.
Absolutely. So Maebo Noodle Factory, based in Hilo, Chastity, Jarek, and Portia are awesome fourth generation owners, which is exciting for us. I mean, everybody knows the wonton chip and their awesome cookies. And so really looking at, you know, where, how we can be helpful for this company as they modernize and take it to the next level with this next generation. How do we, you know, they've been here for 100 years. How do we continue strengthening for the next 100 years? So we are really excited. I think we have a lot of challenges in Hawaii around succession planning and keeping these great companies that are based here not go away. And so for us, this is really exceptionally exciting to be able to work with founders like this who are excited to make it their own and take it to the next level. So that was Maebo. For Island Essence, based on Maui, Charade Law, really excited as well. They were founded in 1990, so definitely a legacy company as well. They've been really successful in expanding their product lines, whether that be in spa, hotel, amenities, direct-to-consumer. And so that was really exciting to us to see this company that's had so much success already, and really thinking through what that pathway is for the future. So these are the kinds of companies we really get excited about, is they've had success, they've been here longstanding, and how do we help continue that into the next 20 to 100 years?
Yeah, no, I like the fact that you have brought on a couple of companies that are actually, you know, kind of legacy companies. So I will definitely want to talk to them about what they want to see, you know, coming out of the Mana Up experience. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Mele James, one of the co-founders of Mana Up. We've got Chastity Anoka. She's the co-owner of Maebo Noodle Factory, and Charade Law, owner and general manager of Island Essence. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR One. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we've got Mele James from Mana Up, and she's brought a couple of the Cohort 11 companies with her. She's got Chastity Anoka, co-owner of Maebo Noodle Factory, and Charade Law, owner and general manager of Island Essence. And of course, right before the break, Mele, you did a great job, you know, kind of introducing the two companies and, of course, the whole Mana Up experience with the two companies that are going to now proceed to go through. And you know, I'm really kind of excited about talking about both of these. And let's start with Chastity at Maebo. And because, you know, Maebo, I mean, I'm fourth generation in Hawaii, and I've been around as long as these, you know, wonton chips have been around. So, I mean, Chastity, You know, I usually think that, you know, the mana up companies are tend to be kind of brand new. You know, they want to get a little bit of, you know, branding, like a bump, and get, you know, some sort of background on what it is that it, what it's going to take to actually scale their company. Now, you guys have been around for a long time. You guys, how come you never figured this out already?
Well, being the fourth generation owner and having no business background, that's part of the reason why I applied for this program. We definitely could use the help, you know, the mentorship, just help with, you know, everyone's experience with building their business. Although we have been around a long time, I haven't. So we're trying to keep it alive, and we're trying to, you know, create a future for the generations behind us or who follow. So.
So Chassie, you know, in terms of being perhaps new to the business environment, I would figure, you know, I mean, I gotta give credit to Mybo getting, you know, getting one ton chips in places like Sam's. I see it all the time, and I gotta buy one. So every, you know, every couple of weeks I have a whole bag. But you know, I mean, it's testament to you folks that are you've gotten the product out there in a business manner that has obviously survived, but has the transition from, let's say, third generation to now fourth generation, I mean, what are some of the lessons that they're transferring to you, and what do you see as the need to learn new things?
It's been pretty rough. You know, the three of us have been given these leadership roles, and it's just the three of us here, so we're constantly changing hats with what needs to be done around the factory. It's kind of a sink or swim kind of thing.
Well, I love your honesty. I mean, I would have thought that it was a fine-tuned machine that you folks are picking up, and you know, it's pretty much, you know, sort of business as usual. So maybe, you know, maybe how did you get introduced to, you know, Mele and Mana Up, and what do you really want to get out of it?
So I actually, our banker was the one to suggest applying for the program, especially, like I mentioned before, we don't have any background in business. But I recognize that there is a gap in my experience when it came to like scaling our business, building a stronger brand presence, and preparing for expansion outside of Hawaii. So, I feel like with Mana Up, it's definitely something where it would provide mentorship, strategic business education, and connections to a network of experienced entrepreneurs. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Well, I'll ask you more questions, you know, but I want to give Sheree a chance to, you know, talk about Island Essence and on Maui. What is it that you do and try to, let's say, get your product into the hands of some of the, you know, the hospitality industry? I mean, has it been a challenge, I guess, you know, working from Maui? Are you able to make the kind of right connections? Tell us a little bit about your company and what are the challenges that you're facing.
Right. Well, thank you. We're not quite as old as Mybo, bless Chastity, but, you know, not 100 years old, but we're over 35 years old. We were actually founded here on Maui in Ulapalakua mm-hmm. in 1990. So we are now in Kahului, in more of the sort of downtown area of Maui. And, you know, just being a manufacturer here in Hawaii is kind of a challenge. You know, year by year, there are always different challenges. But for us personally, you know, post-COVID, we have shipping, raw materials, and packaging became more expensive. We like to source whatever we can from Hawaii, but if it's not available, we're shipping it in from the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite often for our online customers, we're shipping the finished products back to them. So our customer base here on Maui specifically, though, besides COVID, you know, everyone was affected in Hawaii for COVID business-wise. But We were pretty much just recovering from COVID when the Lahaina wildfires happened, and that gave us an extra, extra push to explore some different things. And I've been watching Mauna Up for years, and I was applying because, you know, we've been operating for a while, but I need some more expertise and collaboration to kind of go forward here and still thrive just doing business here on Maui.
So when you say going forward and thriving, what do you define as your market? Because I think earlier, you know, we're kind of joking around about the what the Tamanu nut and the, versus the Kamani nut, and you were mentioning that the, you know, the audience might not be familiar with Kamani nut. Of course, that means, are you marketing it to, let's say, folks on the continent? I mean, what's your I guess, strategy for getting your product into the hands of people beyond Hawaii?
Right. So our main customer base really is visitors to Hawaii or people who are on the mainland and they have visited and they want us to send a bit of Hawaii to them. So, and of course, smells are so evocative, right? They bring back memories. So, you know, we can do that with all the beautiful fruits and flowers and essences of Hawaii, and that's what we do. So we started way back in 1990 just creating products for the spas, all the treatments and things. And then from there, we actually started to look at our retail customers and did our own online website. Our retail stores here in Hawaii, we are still supplying to spas, but a big push and a big market for us is definitely the people on the mainland, maybe Canada, Japan, you know, people who've been to Hawaii, they love Hawaii and they want to experience it again and again.
And how do you reach those? I mean, are you trying to reach them primarily through online sales, or are you building relationships with other, let's say, hospitality industries that would you know, maybe market to those particular communities?
Yeah, certainly after the COVID and wildfire experience where tourism was affected in a big way, you know, we are putting a lot of our time and energy into building our online customer base, and that's through our own website at www.islandessence.com. But the retail stores here are important to us too. Stores like iShops and the food pantry stores, because those are like the windows for our market, right? So visitors go in, they want to take something back home, they like it, and then they try to find us online to buy from us. So we're interested in both, you know, both the online and also stores, retail store customers, where people can go, and we always have testers out so they can actually try our products, because that's just, you know, that experience is everything, really.
Well, you know, I do want to go back to Chastity because I want to hear what her, let's say, ideas are about branding and product. I mean, I'm so used to seeing the wonton chips in the, you know, in that sort of big, I don't know, 5-pound bag or something. But, you know, these other products that you're marketing, like the cookies. I want to hear more about, you know, how you've planned to diversify that and what your strategy is there. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back to this short break to continue our conversation with Mele James from Mauna Up. We got Chastity Inoka, co-owner of Maibo Noodle Factory, and Sherade Law, owner and general manager of Island Essence. This is Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Mele James from Mauna Up, and she's brought a couple of the companies from Cohort 11. We've got Chastity Inoka, co-owner of Maibo Noodle Factory, and Sherade Law, owner and general manager of Island Essence. And, you know, right before the break, Sherade was telling us a little bit about, you know, Island Essence and their strategy moving forward, you know, broadening their market. And Chastity, I want to kind of give you the same question. you know, I'm so used to seeing that big bag, you know, of one-ton chips, and I'm used to just buying that, and I don't really think much more about, you know, what are some of the other products. And then somebody gave me a nice little box of one-ton cookies, and I thought, wow, I never had this before. I mean, since when have you guys been doing cookies? So I guess my question is, how has Mibo diversified their offering, and what are your thoughts on, you know, getting your product out into a wider market? And obviously, you know, I already gave my secret away. I just go to Sam's. But, you know, if you're going to broaden your market into more than just Hawaii, how are you going to break into that?
Okay, so in 2009, we actually introduced the cookies. For a while, it was only here on the Big Island. You will find it in Oahu, although it's a little harder to find than the big bags in Costco and Sam's Club, mm-hmm. you know, with the chips. But we're working on that. So hopefully we'll be able to get that throughout the islands in the state. We also have our furikake chips. And not many people know about those chips because it's like a factory exclusive. We sometimes sell that in KTA superstores, but for now, we're kind of just keeping it here on the Big Island. What that is, it's our one-ton chips. It kind of has that sweet and salty flavor to it. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that local Chex Mix flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that with furikake, and we bake it on with a glaze onto the one-ton chips. So that's something kind of new. I came up with that in 2018. So it's been for some time, but I think slowly it's getting, you know, coconut wireless.
Well, yeah, so now you're sharing a little bit more of why I view, you know, Mibo and wonton chips the way I do, because I always thought, oh, you guys made it already. You guys are Sam's. You guys got the big bag. I mean, you guys, you know, what else can you do? And then when somebody gave me, you know, the cookies, I looked at the box and said, wow, this is really kind of like looks familiar, but it's a cookie. And then the thing that first dawned on me was, where do you get the cookie from? And then, and of course, they said, oh, you can only get them in Hilo. And I thought, really? I mean, I thought you guys were big time already. So, so what do you, I mean, as far as the Mana Up, you know, sort of program, and maybe Melly, you can chime in. You know, what is it that you want to help, let's say, Mibo do to get their product beyond the Hilo stores?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that's around distribution, around getting cost of goods and, you know, sourcing. You know, we do a lot of work on the back end side operationally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how are we helping them, even on the accounting side, as they start jumping into some of these bigger distribution opportunities and stores? So there's a lot that goes into getting a product out into more places, especially as you're scaling up production. So we're really looking at all of it, especially also, you know, we've all known and loved the one-ton chip branding. And as they start doing more product expansion, how do we think about what that kind of packaging can look like that can be additionally translatable for new customers and growing customers?
And Chastity, do you see having to up production to meet that demand? I mean, it may not be there now, but if you do seem to, you know, want to expand beyond Hilo, and, you know, let's say get it into some of the stores on Oahu, I mean, you gotta meet that production demand. So, are there plans to do that?
Yeah, actually, we are looking into having more automation in our factory. Not too many people know, but we're in a manual operation. And we, you know, back, I think it was in 2001, we burnt down completely. So we had to start all over again. We had machines prior to the fire, but when we rebuilt, my uncle, Jarek's dad, he wanted to create jobs for the community. So we've been doing manual operations ever since. So if you come into the factory, you're going to see the bags being packed by hand.
Well, you know,
I'm
going to have to make it a point because, you know, like I said, this is a very, you know, like, you know, realization for me, because like I said, I thought you guys made it. You guys are in Sam's. You guys must be just, you know, pumping this thing out, right? And now you're telling me that you're doing this all by hand. I gotta come visit and see what it's like to do anything by hand nowadays.
We have some small machines, but a lot of it is done manually. Come down, I'll give you a tour of the factory.
definitely. Now, Sheree, you know, your product, you take essence of various, you know, plants, and in the case of Kamani, like we were talking about, you know, that the seed is actually poisonous. But how did you decide, or how did you figure out that the seed had some quality that you wanted to imbibe into your product?
Well, you know, there are the Polynesians were super, super intelligent about using what was around them, right? And what we kind of discovered over the years was things like the tamanu nut, the kukui nut, as well as the coconut, and even the moringa seed. All of these can be pressed into oils that are really great for skin care.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The tamanu nut, or as you say, the kamani nut, is actually superb. The Polynesians have used that oil for years to do for skin care, for blemishes, for stretch marks, for moisturizing. It's in our products. It is our hero product, and in the mainland, but also super popular in Japan. And it can be used on your hair, your skin, and your nails. So it's that all-round perfect beauty product from Hawaii.
Well, that's great. And I'm really looking forward to seeing more of both of your companies and product lines. Now, Mele, you know, you got a whole cohort. I mean, maybe you can share a little bit about some of the other companies that are part of Cohort 11.
Absolutely. We've got some great companies. Oysters Hawaii, which is a great ponzu sauce. We have Ahualoa Family Farms, a legacy company from the Big Island. Bujo Bay, which is a stationery and other great products. We've got Good Mana, which is a turmeric company doing a great hangover pill as well as turmeric pills. Wailua Granola Company out of Kauai. Ocean's End, some really beautiful handbags, Waimea Herb Company, and Vaui Social Liquids, which is a kava-based beverage company. So some amazing companies. Again, we had 256 applicants. We whittled it down to 11, mm-hmm. which is one more than we normally do, but exciting to see. We've got some awesome new things happening with Mana'a. We just opened two new stores at the airports with the iShops folks on Maui as well as Oahu. Of course, our Royal Hawaiian store that we have in partnership with Kohana Rum and Manoa Chocolate, where you can do rum tasting and chocolate pairing right in the heart of Waikiki. We'll be having our showcase coming up for the end of Cohort 11. So save the date for Thursday, November 5th at Bloomingdale's. That will be our big graduation for the companies as well as our broadcast. So lots of exciting things coming up for this cohort.
No, and I really look forward to the showcase in November. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this cohort. Mele, where can people find out more about Mana Up and the companies that are part of Cohort 11?
If they want to shop the companies, they can go to healthofmanaup.com. If they want to learn more about the cohort, about the accelerator and all our programs, they can go to manaupphawaii.com.
Very good. Mele James is the co-founder of Mana Up. We got Chastity Anoka. She's the co-owner of Maibo Noodle Factory, and of course Sheree Law is the owner and GM of Island Essence. And I want to thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you, Bert. Thanks for having
us. Thank you for
listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about elemental impact and the Data Center Innovation Initiative. If you missed any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HB app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.